RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Still lots of traveling going on heading into the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Roads and airports are packed. Jerome Willis in Columbus, Ohio, anticipating headaches.
And with weather also coming in, the inclement weather is going to cause some delays at airports. Delays, frustration, it just trickles on down.
It sure does. Forecasters predicting severe weather, including tornadoes in the middle of the country over the weekend. Temporary change at the Pentagon. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is hospitalized again. A statement saying he'll undergo a minimally invasive procedure at Walter Reed Medical Center tonight and is transferring power temporarily to his deputy. And tragedy for a Missouri state congressman, Ben Baker. His 21-year-old daughter and her 23-year-old husband were among three people shot and killed in a gang attack while serving as missionaries in Haiti. The Republican lawmaker writing on Facebook, "My heart is broken in 1,000 pieces. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee is turning up the pressure on the Secret Service to move the designated protest area during the summer's National Convention in Milwaukee farther away from Fiserv Forum. The RNC is even accusing the Secret Service of not properly addressing security. It claims the convention's security perimeter could open attendees up to a risk of violence. Black voters could hold the keys to the White House this year. Black voters turn out at higher rates than other people grouped by race, but Rashawn Ray of the Brookings Institution says they don't vote as a monolith.
There are some people who would rather stay at home than vote for someone who they don't think aligns with their particular politics and their cultural values.
Black voters are overwhelmingly Democratic. Only about 10% consistently vote for Republicans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Thursday's drought monitor showed a big improvement for Wisconsin, particularly the drought-stricken area in the lower Wisconsin River Valley. Only 5% of the state is now considered to be in moderate drought, and no areas are in severe drought. A stretch of southwestern Wisconsin that includes most of Sauk County and parts of Richland, Vernon, and Juneau counties are still in drought. The monitor's data was taken before Tuesday's storms. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reports tree damage and down power lines at many state park properties across Wisconsin following Tuesday evening storms, especially in south-central Wisconsin. If visiting properties in the coming days, please use caution. DNR staff will be out assessing damage and clearing down trees over the next several days. Visitors should not attempt to remove or clear storm debris from public lands. If you come across broken or down trees, down power lines, or other significant storm damage, contact the local property office directly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports reporting from Boston. The Packers wasted no time this week during OTAs to challenge second-year kicker Anders Carlson, who led the league in missed field goal attempts his rookie season. Former Vikings kicker Greg Joseph was 3-for-3 from 47 yards out. Carlson, 2-for-3.
When you're in the NFL, your talent's pretty good. I think over time, results will pay off, so just trusting the process.
NBA playoffs. The Celtics beating the Pacers again here in Boston, 126-110. Tyrese Halliburton from Oshkosh suffering a hamstring injury for Indiana. He's questionable for Game 3. Baseball tonight at Fenway Park as the Red Sox host the Brewers. Boston in third place behind the Yankees and the Orioles in the American League. The Brewers losing that series to the Marlins in Miami.
Yeah, that's how baseball goes. You know, you just have to keep going. You know, you're going to go through some tough stretches. You're going to go through some great stretches, but that's why you keep putting the work in, keep grinding, and eventually they'll start going your way.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich from Boston with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear, low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, then a couple of storms in the late afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Showers and storms possible again Sunday, high upper 60s. For Memorial Day, some afternoon and evening storms and a high near 70. It's 63 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to news
from the center.
WRCE. By Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition, a happier happy hour. Rolling into it with your grievances, 844-967-2789. Dom, I wanted to start the hour. Oh, yeah, Joe Walsh, former Republican congressman and Republican presidential candidate in 2020 against Donald Trump. Never Trumper, friend of mine. I'll introduce you, Dom. Joe Walsh joining us at 5:30. Stick around for him.
Was he a presidential candidate like you were a gubernatorial candidate, Curdy? I mean, how did that all pan out for Joe?
Well, it's not President Joe Walsh, so not as well as he would hoped. But Trump didn't win, so, you know, he'd like to think he did his part, I suspect.
All right.
Down a lighter note, in the Manhattan criminal trial of Donald Trump, laughter from the courtroom. It is being reported. Laughter erupted in Manhattan criminal court as prosecutors in the former president Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial read a now infamous tweet.
If anyone is looking for a good lawyer, I would strongly suggest that you don't retain the services of Michael Cohen.
That's the report Friday morning that CNN analysts Caitlin Collins and Paula Reed, who discuss what role the former president's own words, particularly when it comes to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's star witness, will play in the court. The analyst suggested Trump's social media messages, particularly April 21st, 2018 tweets, and another on August 22nd of 2018, could present the jury with a living document detailing the complex relationship between the former president and Cohen, his longtime fixer. Damn, I need a fixer. Initially, when everything was happening to Michael Cohen, Donald Trump was saying,
I'm worried about him. I'm not worried about him. He'd never flip,
Colin said. To see the total 180 that relationship has done is so remarkable to me. The tweets become especially relevant if Trump opts not to take the stand, as according to Reed, his testimony would decide the case.
Yes, I suspect if Trump gets on the stand, it will decide the case against him. Depending on what evidence Justice Juan Merchan allows in the courtroom, the narrative may be told via social media instead. Particularly telling, Dom, tweets from April 21st, 2018, in which Trump avows faith in Cohen's loyalty. Most people will flip if the government lets them out of trouble. Sorry, I don't see Michael doing that despite the horrible witch hunt and dishonest media.
You know, when Trump continually refers to his attorney as flipping, doesn't that in some way admit to the wrongdoing that was going on? I mean, if you're not doing anything wrong, there's nothing really to flip on, right? I'm just saying, man.
The guy's always run his corporation like a mobster, Dom. You never flip on the boss. That's his attitude, I suspect. Anyways, it's interesting. Years later, Trump's sudden shift spurred laughter in the courtroom when his tweet warning would-be clients away from Cohen was read aloud. A little more commentary from the Raw story, my source, Dom. Caitlin Collins said, "The irony of that is Donald Trump retained Michael Cohen's services for decades. And it's precisely why we're sitting here outside the courtroom right now." Well, not you and I per se, Dom, but Cohen is supposed to take the stand on Monday. And here's the problem. You and I won't be here. Probably. You're going to be gone for sure-sies. I have some non-radio work to take care of. You, I understand you're just, what, taking a European vacation, as one does in mid-May.
Holiday road, baby. Yes, my mother-in-law turns 80, and my lovely wife and my brother-in-laws, we're going to take Emma out to Ireland. She hasn't been. We're going to go as a family. It's going to be a great trip. I look forward to checking out and drinking some Irish whiskey, man.
You got a great mother-in-law. Yeah, what a great Mother's Day gift to her.
Right? Her kids spoil her. She spoils us, so it's all good.
Certainly she has. The fact she even tolerates you is really,
I know,
extremely,
you know,
she's generous of her character.
Instrumental in my growth as a human being. Thank you, Emma.
I really haven't seen it.
It's not just going. I'm wondering, the AP has reported that there's the prosecutor is going to call two witnesses yet. Two more. Then they're going to wrap it up. It's not going to be the playmate. They made that determination, said that in court. We know it's going to be Cohen, and I'm seeing, I don't know, like pictures of Weisselberg popping up on the cable news. I wonder, is there any chance you think that somehow, some way, they'd pull Weisselberg out of Rikers to
no.
bring him in?
My understanding is no. They've already set him aside as a witness now.
Oh, what they
the
did. Okay.
I know, but all right, that was right. my That's understanding. He was not on the prospective witness list.
Okay. All right. So we're still wondering who the second witness will be next week besides Cohen.
Well, it could be some character from the Trump org, someone from the U.S. Postal Service. I mean, hell, they've had people from the book publisher because the Trump defense will not stipulate any aspect. There are no stipulated facts in this case. In most cases, my understanding, I'm not a lawyer, Dom, but I've watched a lot of Perry Mason, and there are generally some stipulated facts. Like, we can all agree on these things. Trump's having none of it. That's why we have someone reading tweets aloud and reading passages from books and confirming the delivery of checks to the White House, but not directly to the White House. They are sent to the personal residence of Keith Schiller. That's the body guy who then delivers them, according to the testimony of the Westerhout, delivers them to the White House, where Donald Trump would personally sign them, put them back in a FedEx, despite the fact when elected president, he told the nation he would divest from his company. But so clearly the evidence we're hearing in court, if nothing else, it contradicts what he told the American people he would do, Dom.
Yeah,
he's so twisted. His personal and public life as the president were all intertwined.
Yes, and I mean, the guy's blown every norm out of the water since he came down the golden escalator. Yes, and what? Once you try to overthrow the government, everything else kind of just pales in comparison. Crudy, let me throw this out there in regards to Weisselberg. CNN reporting, prosecutor Chris Conroy says they want to submit Alan Weisselberg's severance agreement from the Trump Organization into evidence. The defense, they objected. He is an uncalled government witness, Trump attorney Emil Bove said of Weisselberg, saying the prosecution's theory that he conspired with Cohen and gave instructions to McConaughey. Weisselberg's absence from this trial is a very complicated issue, Bove says. He
perjured himself at the last trial he appeared at as a defense witness for Trump and got his ass thrown back in jail for a second time. That complicates the testimony.
Yeah, it does. He's in prison right now and not available to anyone, Bove said. Now, isn't that ironic? He also said the severance agreement is unduly prejudicial. He argued there would be undue prejudice to the jury to admit the severance agreement, saying it's unduly confusing because Weisselberg is in prison. If either side tried to call him, he would likely invoke his Fifth Amendment, Bove said. I don't think it's relevant that he entered into this agreement after the fact, he said. Prosecutor weighed in, saying, what we are looking to do is explain from our perspective why he's not here. Mr. Weisselberg's interests are aligned with the defendants, Conroy said. The agreement includes provisions for Weisselberg not to disparage the company or its officers and employees. Prosecutor says he imagines the defense will make arguments about whether he should have been here and what him not being here means. Prosecutor says they have not attempted to compel Weisselberg's testimony. Mershon, the judge, says, I think it would be helpful to me in making my decision if I could see that some efforts were taken to compel his appearance. He then suggested that perhaps he show up, suggested former Weisselberg be brought in to take the stand outside the presence of the jury and see if he would testify or assert the Fifth Amendment. Right now, we're speculating, Mershon says. Judge said he would like to know what Weisselberg won't testify, that he won't testify, even if compelled, before he will rule on whether the severance agreement is admissible under the rules of evidence. So the severance agreement, the fact that Trump Organization is still paying Weisselberg, compensating him for lying on the stand twice and Trump's to Trump's benefit. I'm not clear how that holds up, but that the Weisselberg do. So perhaps he'll come in outside of the jury and they'll figure it out.
How do you give testimony outside of the jury's purview? That's the whole point of having the jury hear the testimony, is it not?
But they're suggesting that perhaps he'll take the Fifth, and he wants to know if he take the Fifth before he rules on whether or not this severance agreement is admissible under the rules of evidence.
Hmm.
So that's the Weisselberg update. Wondering why that was. 844-967-2789. So if Weisselberg isn't the other witness, and we still have one witness, we're not clear. Again, you're right. It could be a bookkeeper sort, an administrator type, but certainly Cohen is expected to testify on Monday.
Will Trump attend his son's graduation next week? A week from today, it'll be a momentous occasion. The youngest Trump child that we know of will be graduating from high school.
That we know of.
And
I like how you put that.
Trump will be apparently dining in Minnesota. Three N's in the dinner announcement dining from the GOP party of the great state of Minnesota. They think Minnesota's in play. So if you got to miss your kid's graduation, despite what you told the judge and the people, Dom.
Yeah, oh well. Update on young Barron. Quote, while Barron is honored to have been chosen as a delegate by the Florida Republican Party, he regretfully declines to participate due to prior commitments. The office of former First Lady Melania Trump confirmed in a statement to the Daily Mail today.
Mama said Barron. No. Mama Barron. Mama says
no. Hell no. Hell to the no. No Barron as a delegate in Milwaukee. Is he still going to come? Is Melania going to come? The whole family going to walk on stage? How's that going to play?
We were there the last time they did. 2016. Cleveland Quicken Loan Stadium. What a show.
Indeed.
Come back, more Devils. It's a great show, especially when you air.
News from the center, WRCE.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at TheDevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing of the grievances, 844-967-2789, talk or text.
Dom, I have confirmed we got fine guests joining at 5:30. He is Joe Walsh, former Republican congressman, current anti-Trumper. I like Joe. You'll like Joe. Believe me, he's worth a listen. 844-967-2789. If you've got a grievance to air, now would be an excellent time. Going to David from Colgate. Is that somewhere near Crest, David?
Hey, David.
Yes, hello.
Hey, David. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Thank you. We're just west of Germantown.
I was teasing. That was like a toothpaste joke, David.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch it.
No one did. No one thought it was funny. It wasn't you, David.
Wasn't good, David. No worries.
I regretted it nearly before I said it, David, but welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I just wanted to call and let you know. I'm on my way home from work every once in a while. I'll put on your station. And it's unbelievable how after a certain amount of time, I usually give it about 30 seconds, Trump's name comes up. And I kind of joke with my kids that I bet we'll have like an ongoing joke. I bet you within 45 seconds or 30 seconds, they're going to start talking about Trump. And, I just feel like there's so many things going on in our country that are much more important than talking about Trump all the time.
David, what would you have us speak on?
Well, I would have you speak on the economy, the border, or the lack thereof, down in the southern border. I would also like to hear your opinion on Joe Biden's failure to speak the truth when it comes to inflation.
Joe Biden was PolitiFacted false on a statement about inflation. Joe Biden was in the state of Wisconsin this week to tout the bipartisan bill that helped bring the investment, private investment, $3.3 billion from Microsoft to the Foxconn area down in southeastern Wisconsin. David, that is a completely different outcome than what Donald Trump promised us in Scott Walker. I know you don't like when I bring up Donald Trump, but the last guy had some policies, too. And mostly they were lying to the American people, David.
Well, I just feel like when I put on your station, I'm just a little bit angry about how we're always talking about how bad of a person Trump is And but when it comes down to it, it's about what's for the country and the policies. It's about the policy and not so much about the character.
But well, the guy's at trial because of his character, sir. That's right. Why we're talking about Trump. He's at trial currently, sir.
Well, and David, if I may, lots of folks, and we read an opinion piece from Paul Fanlon, I believe, in the Capital Times out of Madison today, David. If Trump wins, nothing else matters. The guy has told us he'll be a dictator on day one. He's expressed dictatorial tendencies, let's call it, David. You know, a
mass
lot of people
deportations
think is very, very dangerous for this country. And if you're a person who believes a guy like Donald Trump is dangerous for the country, then we have to talk about it, David. We got to talk about it. And I want to convince you, Dave, that Trump is a terrible human being, sure, but he's also terrible for this country, David. Now, I want to get your sense.
And how so? And how so?
Well, he tried to overthrow the government, David. David, he tried to overthrow the government. Do we need to talk beyond that? Let's talk about that for a minute. Do you believe Donald Trump was let's talk about overthrowing the government. The border doesn't matter if we don't have a country, right? Isn't that what you say? You can't have a country without borders, right? Well, what you can't have a country without the peaceful transfer of power, David. The guy lost an election. He created a conspiracy using the swing states in the state of Wisconsin as well to put out false electors. He called people, the mob to Washington, and set them ablaze. And for 3 hours, let them attack the Capitol to stop the peaceful transfer of power. So in some way, somehow, he could retain power. David, I can't even talk policy until we address that thing. What's your sense of his responsibility and comeuppance? What should happen to Donald Trump, David? What's your position on the overthrowing of the government, the attempted insurrection, the January 6th, David? That's the important thing to me. What's important to you? Address that, if you would, please, sir.
Well, I'm concerned about our economy and the state of our country.
David, I'm going to ask you one more time. I want to know your opinion. I know you said the economy and the state of our country and the border. I'm talking about specifically January 6th and the insurrection. I want to know what you stand on that, David. You go.
Yes, I'm very concerned about our country with our border and with our gas prices. And when
Talk about the insurrection, David. I'm going to give you one last chance. The insurrection, David.
For the insurrection, it wasn't a concern for me.
Okay. Well, David, we're less concerned about your distaste with Joe Biden. The country has certainly been less chaotic. If it's just simply the fact that Biden doesn't have a Twitter account and he doesn't have an enemies list, it's been a less chaotic country under the governance of Joe Biden. I would say the border, while I'd certainly like to see a solution, I think the U.S. Senate actually had a solution. It was a bipartisan plan. And Donald Trump, who I hate to bring up in your presence, sir, called his friends like Mega Mike Johnson over in the House and said, kill it. Do not pass meaningful legislation in a bipartisan fashion. Don't give Joe Biden the victory during the election year. David, can you speak to that? Should he have stayed out of it? Should Mega Mike Johnson, should the Republicans in the House go along and sign off on this bill and put it on the desk of Joe Biden? Because I guarantee he'd sign it, sir.
Yes, I'm concerned about our border. If it requires putting
then pressure your Congress people to tell Mike Johnson to bring this legislation to the floor and let's start solving problems. But the House Republicans, David, we don't control the House. That's your body. That's your guy that's influencing the outcomes. Do you understand? We'd love to talk policy with you, David, but your guy keeps getting in the way. David, thank you for listening. Please consider giving us another call. We're out of time at this juncture. We got a fine guest joining us next. He is Joe Walsh, former Republican congressman. David, I hate to admit he's pretty anti-Trump, but you should keep listening. You know, we'll talk border policy, maybe. More devil's advocates. Everybody's welcome. You know, just some have bettering opinions and takes than others. Done.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll get easier to charge your electric vehicle in 5 years. Governor Evers has announced plans for 53 new electric vehicle charging stations across the state. About half of them will be at Quick Trip convenience stores. The idea is to never be more than 50 miles away from a recharge. The initiative will cost $78 million. Wisconsin is gearing up for a busy summer tourism season. Logan Rogie of Travel Wisconsin says outdoor recreation and festivals are the state's two biggest draws.
We have those signature festivals, EAA, Adventure, and Summerfest, but there's some new ones like Art 64 in Wauwatosa or Harley-Davidson's Homecoming.
Memorial Day weekend travel is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Governor Tony Evers, together with Wisconsin Department of Transportation, has announced 53 locations will become the first federally funded fast-charging electric vehicle stations in the state funded through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program under President Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. In total, to support these 53 projects, WisDOT awarded $23.3 million of the more than $78 million the state is expected to receive over the next 5 years. The program requires applicants to provide at least a 20% match to federal funds. Among the recipients is Quick Trip Store 1205, located on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Baraboo. The store will receive $418,000 in federal funding and will have to match $235,160. Mostly cloudy and breezy conditions today with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be strong with a high of 74. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Imagine having to go on TV or write a book to tell the world you are not a racist. Such is the case with actor Michael Richards. Richards, who played Kramer on Seinfeld, is promoting his new book, Entrances and Exits. In a recent interview, the actor addressed his onstage incident in 2006 at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles. After being heckled, Richards launched into a racist rant, which included the N-word. Richards continues to claim he's not a racist and has apologized numerous times on TV, including on The Late Show with David Letterman. Apparently, there is trouble in paradise, or Los Angeles, in the form of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's marriage. Sources close to the couple say they are not getting along. What? I have no doubt they will work it out and live happily ever after. Between them, they've been married 6 times, so they should be really good at it by now. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear, low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, then a couple of storms in the late afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Showers and storms possible again Sunday, high upper 60s. For Memorial Day, some afternoon and evening storms and a high near 70. It's 63 right now.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider a return of premium life insurance policy from State Farm. This affordable coverage offers level premiums for the entire policy term, the ability to build cash value, and the flexibility to convert to a permanent policy later. And it returns all policy premiums paid if you survive to the end of the term period. Let me explain how the State Farm return of premium can help your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey everybody, it's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it down. We got a fine guest. He's joined live via stream, Chicago's very own Joe Walsh, former
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.